Reading in the Gospel of John takes us to the second part of chapter 10. I'm going to begin reading at verse 22, John 10, verse 22, and we'll read through verse 30 as we continue our study in the Gospel of John this morning. Hear the Word of God. At the time of the feast of the dedication, which took place in Jerusalem, it was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple. In the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Then would you turn with me to Psalm 23? Psalm 23. We will use Psalm 23 this morning as the outline for our message. So please keep your place as you turn to the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is the Word of God. Beloved in the Lord, the image in John 10 and in the 23rd Psalm is that of a shepherd. And the image of a shepherd is one of deepest intimacy. Out of our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ flows this image of Christ as shepherd, we as his sheep, whom he protects and for whom he provides. And this image tugs at the hearts of God's people because we want to be protected. We want to be provided for. And so this morning, as we hear what Jesus says in John 10, with that certainty of the shepherd who keeps and preserves his sheep, look with me at Psalm 23 as he builds upon that psalm, the teaching which he gives in that 10th chapter of John's Gospel about the good shepherd. The psalmist, of course, says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Here he reveals God's name, that name which he revealed to Moses, that inexhaustible I am that I am, the self-sufficient God who needs nothing. That is the name of God as it opens in this passage when it says, "The Lord," or in the Hebrew, Yahweh, "is my shepherd." This is the shepherd who cares for his people. He has all the wisdom, all the power that he needs to care for his people. And he needs, or he receives from his people, the worship that is due to him as the ever unchanging great I am. He is the shepherd who cares for his sheep. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He provides for his sheep. "I shall not be in want." It's a simple phrase. It simply means that the sheep will lack nothing. The sheep will lack nothing. The provider will take care of them and their needs. He gets us on our feet and he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. As we looked at John 10 last week and spoke about sheep and shepherds, I talked to you about sheep being cast, that is, laying on their side. Another story about sheep and sheep that are cast comes from those who were traveling in the roads of England, and they noted a flock of sheep. One of the sheep was away from the rest of the sheep, and as they passed by, they noticed that this sheep had all four of its feet up in the air. They assumed that it was dead. So as they got near it and came a little further, they looked closer and then said, "I bet that that is a cast sheep." One of them was a doctor. And he and his friends turned to investigate and found that this sheep was very fat, very pregnant, unshorn, overloaded with wool, but lying flat on her back and bleeding urgently for help. The two men used all of their effort to get that poor old ewe back on her feet. And when she did get up, she staggered around like a drunken sailor. They steadied her for a moment, and the one massaged her legs to get the circulation going. And finally, the old sheep bleated her thank you and wandered off back towards the flock. The men learned a lesson from this, which we too must see. Sheep need a shepherd. And medically speaking, being cast is often terminal for the sheep, because as that animal lies on its back, a cavity within fills with gases that retard the circulation to the limbs. And on a hot day, a sheep will die in just a couple of hours. And it can do nothing for itself while it's in that condition. It needs the 24-hour-a-day care of a shepherd. The Lord takes that image of a shepherd and he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." What effect does that have in our life? It means that we have one who cares for us constantly and we lack nothing. We are sheep. He is our shepherd. And Christ comes to us in our spiritually cast condition. We're on our backs, all fours up in the air, if you will, quite helpless, but our shepherd restores us, gets us up on our feet, spiritually speaking, and sets us off on the path of righteousness. The psalmist says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." What is it that the shepherd does for the sheep? He gives them direction. In John 10, Jesus has told us that the sheep are never lost. No one will seize them out of my hand. He knows every sheep. He cares for every one. And even though we are sheep and by nature we are wanderers, you remember the hymn writer in one of the hymns that says, "Lord, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love." The hymn writer is right, theologically and biblically. There is within us that nature that wanders from God. Left to ourselves, we would still be wanderers. We would still be what Isaiah described us as, sheep having gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. You get the picture of this sheep going that way, that sheep going, they're all going their own way. That's us by nature. But the shepherd gives us direction. He guides us. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness, in the righteous way, in the way of salvation, and in the way that honors the Lord. But more than that, the shepherd, thirdly, protects us. Verse 4 in Psalm 23, "Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." What an image that the psalmist gives us there of the protection of the shepherd. A valley in the day of the shepherd and in the day of David, who wrote Psalm 23, was a place of danger because it afforded robbers opportunity for ambush. And it can surely refer to the dangers that come with death as well. He speaks of it as a valley of deep, total darkness. But God protects us from danger, all kinds of dangers, not only the dangers of spiritual dangers, but the dangers in our lives. It is said that Martin Luther, as many of God's great saints were subject to, Martin Luther was subject to bouts of spiritual depression, and he was subject to that quite frequently. But he had a good wife, and in one of those deep depressions, she went into his study, having put on her funeral garb, which is what you did in those days, and she stood there before him. And when he looked up and asked, "What has happened?" she said, "Well, the way you're acting, you think God was dead." So she had her funeral garb on. He got the point. God was not dead. He was in the valley of fear, of spiritual darkness, but he had not reached out until that moment for that protection from the great shepherd of the sheep. David says in this psalm, "You are with me." Notice that David said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Did you notice that all of a sudden there's a singular there? I'm all alone. I walk through the valley. It's characteristic of the sense of despair that we sometimes have. We think we're all alone. And none of us is immune to that. Many of us go through those moments when we think, "This is happening only to me," like Luther. We feel aloneness. We feel despair. Oh, we come to church. We cover it up with a smile. "How are you today?" "I'm fine." Did you notice how I was gritting my teeth when I said that? "I'm fine." We cover it with a smile. "Oh, everything's going fine. How are things?" "Oh, everything's fine. How are you?" "I'm fine too." When really, in reality, in the heart of hearts, we're going through aloneness, despair. The shepherd knows. When we look to the shepherd, we will fear no evil. When we are cast down, the biggest problem is fear. We worry. And the psalmist says, "No worry, you are with me." Even in the valley of the shadow of death, can we think of a better reason not to fear than God is with us? The shepherd is there. The lion of the tribe of Judah is there standing with us in the midst of what we are going through. What you may be going through in your life, whether it's aloneness, despair, worry, fear, the shepherd has said, "No one will be snatched out of my hand." You belong to him. And as the great shepherd of Psalm 23, he cares for his sheep. And even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you need not fear. Why? "Thou art with me." When I was in school, I had to take German. It helped me because I learned a lot about language study later on when I had to apply that to Greek. One thing I learned about German, that there are various pronouns in German. And in German, there is a familiar pronoun that you use when you speak of people and speak to other people, but you only use that when you know them. And then there is the polite form of the pronoun. Martin Luther was a German, and he translated the scripture into the language of his people, in the German language. When he came to this phrase in Psalm 23, where it says, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me," he did not translate it in the polite "thou," as we often would say, but he put it in the familiar "you." "Du bist bei mir." The familiar, because he knew the shepherd. And he knew in that relationship with the shepherd that the shepherd was present. And even in that translation, it comes with a force that can only undergird the heart of a believer to know that God protects and cares for his people. And then lastly, the psalmist says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Verse 5 and 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The shepherd provides exaltation for his sheep. We throughout our lives will be pursued by his goodness and kindness, and the image of a table prepared before me explains that for us. In contrast to all of the horrors that David experienced in his life, he says God has prepared a bountiful table for him. And then he says, with faith, I look forward to dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. He knew that he had a heavenly home because he was safe in the hands of the great shepherd. The same shepherd who in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John said, my sheep know my voice, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. We're safe. Safe in the hands of our great shepherd. Our safety is not dependent upon our immature and futile grip upon him. Our safety depends completely upon his hold of us. And he holds us in his hand. And he says, no one can snatch you out of my hand. May I remind you that Psalm 23 and John 10 were written to sheep, God's flock, his people. Maybe you're going through the valley. Maybe you're afraid, you're cast down. In all of life, remember this. Your shepherd is with you. Anytime you can cry out to your shepherd, and he will pick you up, he will love you, and he will bring you back to the fold and to his flock, because he has loved you from eternity and called you to be his own and made you to be one of his sheep. Loved by the great shepherd for all eternity. What a joy it is to be one of God's sheep. May that comfort our hearts today. Amen.